Do you think the Canberra Vikings in the first 3 years of the Bill Corp Cup have been good for the Brumbies, and you've been happy with the progression of the players moving from the Vikings into the Brumbies system?
Yeah, I think we're fortunate that we've got a team in the NRC that's solely based in Canberra, and it's the only one in Canberra, so we don't have to spread our players. We've had that opportunity over the last couple of years of getting our fringe players a lot of game time in the systems and structures that we want them to play in. So I guess we're in the same boat as Perth, Melbourne. We've certainly seen a lot of benefit out of it.
And also the loss, you've got Christian, of course, he's a co-captain with Sam Carter. Sam's been a fantastic player for the Brumbies, you know, a real leader. And you'll be asking him to step up a little bit more now, because the heat's not only coming from within, but also for that opportunity to play for the Wallabies as well. And Christian, how's he going?
Well, Christian's about day 85, a little bit past day 85, out of 100 days that he has to spend down in Melbourne. He's doing really well. He's in good spirits at the moment. He's trying to get up to Canberra as often as possible to help out. He's doing a little bit of work with the backs, doing a little bit of work with the kicking, and then once 100 days comes around, he'll be back in Canberra full time, so we'll utilise him within the team a lot more. But you're right, Sam. I mean, Sam has shown really good leadership over the last couple of years, and certainly deserves the captaincy. We need to make sure that we're focused, all of us, in terms of the leaders, we're focused on doing our job first, which is either coaching or playing well first.
Again, being the assistant coach of the Wallabies, must be frustrating not to win that darn Bledisloe Cup, because you know what it's like to win it, and the field goals and the World Cup loss 2 years ago, having won a World Cup and missed out on a World Cup, you know, it burns in the guts and it never goes away, does it, losing? Even though it was great to win it in 1999, but maybe in some ways 2003 was truly dreadful for losing the final, but 2007 as well with an opportunity.
Yeah, I guess we really haven't come back from 99, although the last World Cup in 2015, we certainly gave it a good shake, and I think surprised a few people with the way that we played. And it's hard. It's hard to peak every year for a Bledisloe and a Tri-Nations and then the World Cup, but I think we're getting used to the format now, and there's certainly focus on making sure we have good World Cup campaigns. But equally, as an Australian rugby player, the most important trophy is the Bledisloe Cup, and that's what we're going to spend a lot of time focusing on as soon as we get into camp with the Wallabies later in the year.
Having a chat with Michael Checker, he said that Australian 15 game to him was a success, blooding a lot of those players that are coming in from France. France is real. You know, players are going to get $2, $3, $4, $5 million a year. It doesn't matter what we say. They've got the money to burn, and they can pick pretty much any player they like. The French backline is basically Fijian. It's one of the great challenges now to be able to work with the French clubs. Toulon was disobedient and, you know, giving us players to play in that Australian 15, and that's going to be another pathway of players to play for the Wallabies apart from Super Rugby.
Well, yeah, that's right. I think we've got to look at the whole contracting system, and I know that's in place at the moment, just working out exactly how we can keep players in Australia and how we can get those players who are overseas at the moment back into Australia, because there is good depth around the world in terms of Australian players, but I also think there's good depth in Australia, and we're seeing that at the moment. There's a number of senior players. Every year, I guess, you lose some senior players overseas, but we've lost a few over the last two seasons, and it's given a number of these other guys an opportunity to play, and we saw some good stuff out here, particularly from the Waratahs tonight. I mean, that was a pretty much new team compared to last year, and they all stepped up and played some really good football. So I think you'll see that Australia-wide. I think the depth is certainly improving, and more guys who are given the opportunity are really stepping up.
Finally, of course, glory days are back, of course, at the Brisbane Tens. Wheel out the old body, sort of strap yourself up like a mummy and be part of it.
Hopefully, I won't have to strap myself up. I've got a couple of games to play there. I'm not going to go in with any strapping, but then afterwards, we'll see how we go after the first game, whether I need more strapping or not.
Thanks for your time, Stephen Larkin. Of course, he's the coach of the +500 ACD Brumbies. If you want to be part of that, go to their website, brumbies.com.au.